This is Northside Today with Mark Finnegan. You're very welcome back to the programme. Okay, last Thursday, I think it was the 2nd of March, I'm not sure, the ladies will correct me which day it was, there was an education and industry collaboration breakfast, breakfast skills meeting at Collage de Doolig. And here to tell us all about it, what happened at it, what it was all about, is Ellen Drum from North Dublin Chamber of Commerce, North Dublin County Council, I'm off already, and North Dublin Chamber of Commerce, and Anya Daly from Collage de Doolig. Good morning, ladies, welcome to Near FM.
Good morning.
Ellen, it's nice to see you again. You're only here a couple of weeks ago, it's nice to have you back. Anya, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
But maybe, as I said, Anya, you could probably start and tell us what the genesis was of this skills breakfast meeting that you had in Collage de Doolig last week.
Yeah, in Collage de Doolig College for Further Education, we identified a need to engage with industry in regards to maybe developing our courses and also for our students to develop their work-based learning skills. So in association with the North Dublin Chamber, we held a breakfast meeting last Thursday, the 2nd of March, at 7:30 a.m. and that ran out over until 9 a.m. About 50 participants engaged with that. So our aim of the meeting was to engage with employers to identify what skills needs they had in the workplace, as well as identifying what we needed from employers to make our students more competent and ready for progression into the workplace. So we had three main aims, and that was identifying that our graduates could be coming out now in May 2017 with the skills and expertise to work in certain elements of industry, and that industry would consider our students. Also as well, it was for our students going forward for work-based learning, so to go on work placements while they're studying. And finally then it was as well to get information back from the employers and the industries to identify what skills needs that they had in order to incorporate that into our courses, and to identify how we could deliver that on site to make the students better when they went out to progress to employment.
Yeah, because obviously it's a constantly changing environment. Ellen, you were here with me a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking, of course, about how the northern part of the city and North Dublin, how we're seeing huge expansion and, you know, growth and lots of industries popping up and lots of new jobs coming into the area and everything else. So, again, it's addressing the skills need of these new, if the Chamber of Commerce is attracting new business, you have to be sure that you've got the skill set available to fill the job. So it feeds into everything you're trying to do as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And in our discussions with Collage de Doolig, we actually ran a survey out to our Chamber members, and they came back with a kind of a top five topics that they would like their new staff to know about, and computer programming and technology, analytical data service came out the top two, engineering and digital knowledge, linguistic ability, and also technology with business knowledge. Mm-hmm. So they were the kind of five core elements that employers felt that their staff should have, mm-hmm. or have elements of, and we were just trying to align them with what the courses that Collage de Doolig actually had. So it was a good interaction of swapping of ideas and also contacts as well. So
yeah, and for yourself, as you say, in the chamber, for industry and business, they bought into this kind of collaboration, I would imagine, and are very positive about it.
Absolutely. If we work together, it's all going to actually be positive for the locality. Mm-hmm. Mary Hickey had a great saying, and one I hadn't heard for years: you marry your neighbour and you sell to your stranger, or to the stranger. In this case, what we're trying to do is develop people locally, but actually get them working locally as well. And I know I did say at my piece on that morning that we're actually sitting in one of the highest developing and fastest paced developing areas across Europe, as mm-hmm. we are in North Dublin. And between Collage de Doolig and the other colleges of further education and DCU, I think we should, there are plenty of people there who are ready to, and business should be ready to actually take in and actually develop as well.
And Anya, as we're saying there, it is a constantly change an area, you know, as business development. I mean, we're in a technological age now. The industrial revolution is long gone behind us, you know, and stuff like that. There's very few people getting hammers and chisels out now. It was a very hugely technological and digital era we're in now. So for you in Collage to do like that, you're constantly changing your curriculum to address that.
Yeah, it's vitally important that we adapt and change all the time, because the economy changes all the time. Mm-hmm. So whereas like 8 years ago we would have seen a downturn in the construction industry, so that would have had an effect on a lot of the further education colleges and the higher level colleges as well. So therefore we would have had to made immediate adaptions at that time. As we said, IT skills and those elements of logistics and digital marketing that are now a new phenomenon in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's objectively identifying that Colossia Dulic does produce students that have the skill sets that are needed in the industry. And like, graduates don't always need to be anything higher than a level 6 to work in a place of employment. They don't necessarily need a degree to work in a place of employment. They need to be able to put the interpersonal skills in, the customer service skills, the teamwork skills, as well as the vocational skills that they're studying as well. And I think that's what's important to engage with employers, to identify we have that calibre of student coming out of the college, as do plenty of further education colleges across the city.
I just think there as well. I mean, in the context, I suppose, of getting the people into the employment and bridging that gap, and even for them to understand what, because especially in the digital era, and as we said, a lot of the language and the jargon can be very daunting, and it's making that connection with people, so it brings it down to a level where and you and Collage are doing being that bridge between the two.
Yeah, well, my primary role in the college as an assistant principal is that I actually am the employer engagement officer. Mm-hmm. So my role is to identify with employers what their need skills are, and then to identify what we have on place, what we have within the college. It's also as well to identify our courses, to say that are we actually tailoring our courses in the way that we should be to produce graduates that have the ability to work in these places of employment. And I suppose it's linking that there's three partners involved in this. So like, for instance, there's the employer, there's the student, and there's the college. So our invested interest is that the student progresses either on to employment or in some cases higher education. So therefore we have to make the link with industry. Also as well, some tutors wouldn't be aware of maybe some of the changes going on in industry, because as I said, we become a little bit institutionalised within the further education when you're in the classroom all the time. So it's really good for the tutors as well to get an insight of what's actually happening out there in the real world, and that's huge and very valuable to us when employers engage with us. Mm-hmm. And it's very valuable to our students and then our graduates.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that, Ellen, isn't there? That, you know, the worlds are constantly changing place when it comes to things like, as we said, especially the technological revolution that we're in, and being ahead of that curve all the time is hugely important for the Chamber of Commerce like yourself, where you're trying to attract industry, attract business. You have to be able to hit the ground running. There's no point in saying we'll have these graduates in 15 years. You need to know where other business is going to go elsewhere.
Absolutely, it is critical to have all those technicals. But without customer service, without that interpersonal skills, you know, they still are the basis for absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. The technological bit is the bit on top. It's almost like the icing on the cake. And the graduates from Collage Dulig would actually show that. Just another element of Thursday as well was actually Collage Dulig advertising that they have courses available for in-house training, so somebody who's already an employee can actually go back and under some of the grant-aided schemes actually get further education themselves, be it an evening course, or it might be a day course, or a day over a number, or a couple of days over a number of months. So that's a service that the college is actually offering to employers locally as well. So again, it's maybe not something that every employer would know, but it was something that, you know, we really wanted to enhance. So this really is, it is a real collaboration, and it's a give and take on, and it's a two-way street for everybody.
Yeah, and I'll put that to you too. Is then, as you say, that's hugely important, and as you say, again, attracting investment, attracting these businesses, to have an opportunity like that where you can offer in-house training, where these companies don't necessarily have to go out and source it. They don't have to go, it's already there made for them with qualified teachers, qualified tutors, a well equipped college and everything else. It's a huge advantage, I would imagine, to both of you in your respective roles.
Like curriculum professional development, which is CPD, is hugely important to any company or to any industry, because it invests in their actual employees. And I presume that if employees feel like they're invested in, they stay with the company that bit longer. And we're in the position then to engage with industry to identify what their needs are, to upskill some of their employees, to make them more competent in the workplace. Some employees may have gone in without any skill sets, and now maybe things have changed in regards to maybe requirements from different agencies, so therefore we're in the position to upskill them in the college. Yeah. And yeah, we're always very welcoming to any employer or industry that comes to us with the scenario, and then we will look that, see can we facilitate it.
Absolutely. And again, for you, Ellen, it's offered in that whole package.
It's offering the whole package, but also making businesses realise that this is something that they don't have to incur a cost on, that there is actually support out there through local further colleges of further education, and just like a business owner won't know everything, but by events like this, by the collaboration between the chamber and the schools, that's how you will actually get to know these things, that those services are available. They boost the college's numbers, they boost the college's level of efficiency as well, and education. They boost the college's proficiency, and they actually enhance the, a staff member's ability to drive the business forward. So it's a win-win on all sides.
Yeah, and as you say, for prospective employees, it's across the board. It's from people who might be janitors all the way to answering phones, all the way up to the guy in the lab who's creating the next great thing. It's right across the board. So for anybody who's out there and is thinking, you know, I'm never going to get into any of this, and the opportunities are there for right across the board.
Yeah, you have to make the first step. But regulation governs all of our working lives. It doesn't matter, literally from top to bottom, it doesn't matter. And it's about making yourself aware of it, number one, knowing what's available and actually prepared for it is the next bit. And again, utilising services like we have in this community, in the North Dublin area, you know, we need to be using them better, using and abusing them better, maybe for everybody's benefit. But you know, I mean, it is there. It is something we should be doing, and it's something we should be shouting loud and proud about, I think.
Yeah, and it gives also then tutors an opportunity to work closer with industry. So, like, for instance, if they're working with a certain industry level, they're identifying what's going on within that industry. They're maybe adapting a unit or a module to meet the learning outcomes for the unit and the module, but relate it to industry. And then they can bring that back to the classroom, to the full-time students that may not have gone out to industry yet. So as Ellen said, like, it is a win-win for everybody, and it lets everybody see what's actually happening within the marketplace outside the college, as well as what's happening inside the college. So it's transparency, I suppose, between all the partners as well, to identify how that everybody can benefit from this.
And just coming out of your meeting that you've had last week over the college, I mean, this is a busy time of the year for you in the college, because you're starting to put everything together for next September when everything rolls out again. And was there anything that came out of last Thursday that you sat down then and just had to go, oh, maybe there's something there that we haven't seen before and we're going to have to get that ready for?
Well, I suppose the benefit of last Thursday was that it's developed links with myself and other industries. Mm-hmm. So it means then that the follow-up with that is that I will meet individuals and identify their needs, and it just means then for our curriculum design and development that we can put stuff in place for next September. We would be restricted to the modules and the units that we actually have to cover, because QQI are the awarding body, have to determine what that is. But however, we set our briefs in according to certain learning outcomes, and we can do that with the help from industry. So for instance, some of the industry may come up with an idea or a brief or a problem solving issue. For instance, if we were doing something with IT networks or that, they could come up with a scenario that could be rolled out within the classroom, and then that becomes nearly like a live client, and it gives gives students an objective to meet deadlines, work in teams, and all those extra soft skills that are totally required within the place of employment, as well as the vocational skill of the IT or networks or so forth.
Yeah. So, Ellen, last week, as you said, that was a starting point, and you've made these connections, and I think you had up to 50 business representatives gathered there last week. And going forward now, what's the plan? Is it to keep it moving all the time, keep all those connections going, constantly changing and working, as you say, making the connection, as Anya said, and keeping all of that up? And is it you another string to your bow as such to make sure that all of these people are staying in touch?
Absolutely. I mean, networking just doesn't start with one event or doesn't stop once you've made the connection. Mm-hmm. It's actually something you have to work very hard at. Yes, the alliance between the Chamber and Coláiste Dúlaig will continue. It has been there for a number of years. We made some very good contacts that morning, some really good businesses that were there that were actually looking for support there and then. So, you know, I mean, it was a great start, and it's something we definitely will be continuing with. Look at the employment the way it is at the moment. What we're at 7% at the moment, pushing hard. You know, 5% is full employment. You know, it's a smaller and smaller base. We need better and better people coming out of colleges, be they the DCUs or the Coláiste Dúlaigs of this world. You know, one of the companies there was Convergys. They made a huge announcement this morning. They were very happy with the connection they made with the college and the level of student that was coming out to them. They're definitely going to be making connections there. So, you know, it's that type of connection we want to make. But like I said, networking doesn't stop at the first work. It's this constant work of keeping it going.
Absolutely. Well, look, you know, congratulations to all involved, because as you say, it's about progressing and creating opportunities and filling skill gaps and filling needs and everything else. And as you say, win-win, Ellen, for everybody. And, you know, continued success to you all. Before I let you go, on your first, if anyone's listening, want to sign up for courses, interested in anything, anybody want to talk about, to get in touch with the college?
Yeah, we can get directly.
Oh, sorry, I just have your mic off there for a minute. I don't know why. Gary, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, we have on our website, if they want to make an application, you can apply online for any of our PLC or part-time courses. And as well as that, like, if they call the college or ring the college or walk into the college, there's always somebody there to help them and talk to them. We're very much have an open door policy for when we welcome anybody that wants to approach us.
Excellent stuff. And Ellen, of course, anybody interested in anything that's happening in the Chamber of Commerce, they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely, yeah. www.ndcc.ie, and Orla is in the office there at 700-866-8861. Sorry.
Yeah. And it's North Dublin Chamber of Commerce. Not North Dublin County Council. I'd
no,
be
not
hung
North
for
Dublin
saying that.
Council, no.
Because in all kinds of political rifts for saying that. Well, listen, ladies, thanks so much for coming in, and continued success with what you're doing. It sounds like a great initiative, and as you say, win-win for everybody, and hopefully goes from strength to strength. And so we may talk to you again in the future and we see how it's going. But for now, Ellen Drum from the North Dublin Chamber of Commerce and Anya Daly from Coláiste Dúlaig, thanks so much for coming in to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.